Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I have considered getting an OnlyFans page, right? I mean, who hasn't? You're hearing about all of these people that have their own platforms and they're making, I don't know, $1 million a day. I'm sorry, that's if your name is Bella Thorne, which is something that you've probably seen in the headlines. We're back with a special episode of Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains because today we have one of the up-and-coming stars on OnlyFans with a twist. Because what you don't realize, yes, my friend Lori, she's looking at me with this big grin on her face.
Hi.
Everybody's here, per usual. But the thing that's so interesting is that we have a friend that works at OnlyFans, and what a lot of people don't know is that this website was not created to be the sex site that we all believe it to be. Mm-hmm. It's actually a very special space, and that's why Lori's here to share what her page is all about.
Yeah.
Hi.
Lori. What up,
guys? Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you. So we'll kind of dance in and out, but now that we have started this way, you have to tell people what is on your page.
Sure, yeah. So I just want to start off by saying I do have a free OnlyFans page. It is Body by Lori, L-O-R-R-I-E. I put up content like fitness, motivation content. I do not do anything nude on that website. Basically, for me, OnlyFans has just opened a channel of a completely different audience, a broader audience, and it's really just changed my life. Yeah, it's cool.
You hear about that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the power of OnlyFans is that it's a game changer for so many people. So if you're not familiar with the platform, you may have seen it, like I mentioned in headlines, where they're talking about how people are taking their clothes off. Bella Thorne was trying to normalize sex work because she also had, produced like porn before.
Thank you, because I was just going to ask y'all who she was. Like, I've seen her.
Oh yeah, she's an actress.
And I didn't understand who she was.
Well,
Nickelodeon.
She's in other stuff now too.
But that's how she started, right?
So she busted open on camera.
I think she was
like she gets it cracking.
She gets it.
And
I think
does this on OnlyFans, hence why she made so much money.
Well, allegedly, I believe she was doing it on OnlyFans.
I don't know.
I've never bought her content. I don't know.
I don't know what she was doing on her page, to be honest, but I read her statements because she had made, was it like $1 million in a day or $2 million in like a couple days, and it had broken records. And for a lot of people, that's, you know, what do you mean you can make $1 million in a day? That's crazy. And so for her, the reason why she got in there is because she just wanted to help, actually, like I said before, normalize the sex industry, and not necessarily just porn, but kind of. And she had directed different she had done her directorial debut in a porno, and that was something that was big for her, and she's been trying to speak out on it, but there was backlash and all of that. It doesn't really matter at this point because we know what people are using their pages for. But the thing that's pretty impressive is that they're able to make a substantial amount of cash and be in charge of their own business. Their brand is their business. And so that is the thing that I think has gotten everybody's attention very quickly, and why, you know, Lori, why did you initially decide to get yourself a page?
I decided because I was putting so much effort into my Instagram page and seeing not very much traction or, you know, liquid cash in it, honestly. And so I was like, what is this? Let's explore. And once I did, and I figured out that you can reach such a different type of audience, and also just like really connect with your fans. There's a whole different realm of OnlyFans where you like really message people and they ask you health questions. Like for me, they ask me health and nutrition questions and fitness questions. And then there's also just people that are like trying to like be your friend, which is awesome too, because you just get to like chat and like help people. And a lot of people have like hit me up saying, you know, you changed like my life, or like you made me like lose a lot of weight. And that like kind of makes all of it like super worth like all the work that puts you have to put into it, because to make money on there you have to come up with creative content and really engage with your fans and figure out what they'd like. So it's a lot harder than Instagram in the sense that, like, well, it's not harder necessarily, but it's harder because you have to have more of an incentive. People are paying for some of your content, so you have to make it quality. And that's kind of what makes it different from Instagram, is that like these creators are making a lot more personal content and more, they're taking more time because they know that there's more incentive for them. Their bank account is their incentive. So it's not content you're going to see on Instagram, and that's why there's such an attraction to the user or to the fan.
Yeah. Well, so it's like a different level of an influencer, which goes back to the word fan, right?
Yeah.
So OnlyFans created to allow the brand, personality, influencer, whatever you want to call it, to connect with their people in a deeper, more personal way. And then with that, you get a bigger payoff, because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm your fan. I'm in the front row. Right. I'm screaming for you. And this is you paying for Mariah Carey tickets. But this is a different type of front row seat. And and I started this by saying, I've thought about getting my own OnlyFans page, but also, let me clarify before we get too deep, while people are on here going, what you mean, girl? You going to take your clothes off? My mom's stopping the podcast, pushing pause, going, what do you mean? No, I think like Lori, as she is, you know, a fitness star influencer on OnlyFans, like for me, it would be a different type of a platform like I use my podcast for, like the radio, another way to connect with the people that I already interact with on Instagram, you know? So a place to give specialized content. Guys, I'm going to keep my clothes on, but
I mean, if you ever change your mind, I like won't be opposed to it. I'll support you.
We will be fans.
Krista will be in the background ready to bust it open. So like the funny part is, no, we'll do like videos, like, cause you can do that, right? You can do like an Instagram live, but like an OnlyFans live.
Yes.
And you have to watch the whole video because you don't know at which point Krista or Ann is going to run across the background naked.
Just shimmying it. Just sometimes it just
I said I'm going to get naked, but not on our kids.
I can't control them.
But there is, I think there is a level of discretion that is affiliated with it, because there's not like an explore page, right? Like,
right.
I'm not going to lie. I since I've been around you guys.
Yeah.
Now I'm intrigued and it's intriguing. Want to go on there, but there is a kind of an intimacy, discreet type vibe to it, because you can't just go, you got to get there through a link provided by you, right?
Right. Like if, by the person who, so you have to share your URL, which is really unique, where on Instagram, if you have a high algorithm, you get pushed to a page.
Sure.
So that really also just takes the incentive of like, you have to really market yourself and put your time into that
field.
To even get to the playing field have to play. So that's the unique part about it. But it's just, it's really, the messaging part is really what makes it different, though. It really brings you closer to those people. And and so you can still create this like discreet, you know, personality if you prefer, and still have that close connection to people off of what you want them to know about you. So it makes that really the unique part about it, because anybody could be anybody on Instagram too. It's not
anywhere,
right? And it's not unique to OnlyFans that you can be incognito. You could make an alias on Instagram. So the difference is that you kind of create your narrative on there, and then you get to really engage with the people that you're creating your narrative with, and then you get feedback from them, and then they get kind of like hooked onto this conversation, or this friendship or this relationship that you have with them, where they feel that special bond with you.
I mean, you're right, you can create, but like, I just want to side note really fast. If you're going, well, that's why social media is fake, or that's why this is that way. Also understand, you can go out and have dinner with somebody and they can be showing you a different face than is actually real.
So I think
this all comes back to authenticity, right?
Right.
We are living in a time where authenticity wins. And I think that's why OnlyFans has certain pages that are doing better, or you're able to connect because of the authentic connections that you create with the people that are following you. And so as we're talking about how personal, you know, these messages can get, if you're getting a DM like, I don't know if they're direct messages or if it's an inbox or whatever it is. Are you personally responding to these people?
Yes.
Or are you sending out mass messaging? Are the pictures for one person or are they for every? Like, how does that work? Like, what are the different levels?
The creator level, the background. So it is really just an inbox, like an email. Like, it reminds me of like an email or even like iMessaging, how just have, unread messages, you filter it. It's actually interesting because you filter, there's a feature where you get to, leave tips for your favorite.
Oh my God, I saw this.
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's fine. I love it.
So when I met Lori, like we're hanging out, she's telling me about this OnlyFans, which is how we were able to bring her into the podcast because we're out on this boat, we're talking, and she's like, look at my OnlyFans page.
Yep.
It didn't actually go like that, but kind of.
Kind of.
So I'm scrolling through and I'm looking at these pictures. Body by Lori. Lori's body bangs.
Yeah.
She is.
Kudos to you,
queen. You know, honestly,
I can tell you,
she works
do what
hard.
You gotta do.
She is a beautiful Greek goddess.
Thank you.
So check her out if you do.
Yes.
But it's funny because I didn't understand underneath of these pictures, there was like dollar signs and like numbers. I'm like, what does this mean? And it said tip. I'm like, people can actually tip. So on Instagram, you get a heart. And we're like, oh my God, I got 1,000 likes, guys.
Yeah.
She gets $10 a like.
But the tip is so they can see.
That's
you can
a game
see
changer.
Easier. Like you're
so,
filtering through all the
So that tip on that picture will then come to my inbox saying, this person, it says, you know, I tipped you $10 on this post. And it goes in a certain sort order where people who have priority in your inbox for if they add a tip or if they pay for a paid message, like your question about mass DMing.
Yes.
So that's where we pull this in. And it kind of is, you can reach all of your fans in a click of a button. You set up, if you want to set a price, like I sometimes send out some free content in my mass messages to keep people engaged.
Smart though, that's smart.
So sometimes you send out a mass message that's paid for and it goes to everybody and everyone has the opportunity to unlock it. And it does create that more intimate relationship than just putting it on your wall. It's more of like a special thing. So let's say somebody bought that message, that and the tips on the posts or the tips on my page, because you don't necessarily have to tip a post. You can just tip a page. So those tips, they all allocate to the top of the inbox. There are people who make their messaging paid for, where it will be, you have to tip a minimum, or you have to pay for to send this message, like any message you send.
To have conversation
to,
with
to send
you.
To you. They have to pay to send
me.
Message.
They have to send it to me. To message me, they would have to pay me, but I do not do that. I keep mine free.
Smart.
So to have them get to the top to be priority, they're encouraged to leave a tip or pay for a post in the mass messages so that we can start a conversation. Because if you can imagine having traffic and everybody, you know, responding to you, so there's a thing called a welcome message and it sends the welcome message to everybody who subscribed to you right away. So when they answer, hey, to my welcome to my page message, that to them is engaging conversation. So they message me back and then you've got a full inbox of people talking to you. And when you don't have that tip incentive, it's really hard to get to people that you want to talk to or who really want to talk to you or have a question about something health related or nutrition related. So it's very interesting in that sense. That's a different incentive for fans to give you tips. So that,
isn't that wild?
I really like that concept. And I was thinking when we were talking about how like celebrities do it, and I'm like, why would they want to do that? But I feel like it's so smart because I would pay to talk to my favorite celebrity.
Exactly.
If I knew I was getting a response back, take all my money.
Right.
But they do that though. That's what meet and greets are. That's what like,
but this
today,
is different. Like,
look at today. It's COVID.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's shining.
It's going to, I mean, and it's shining also because it's a great concept of you can reach millions of people that you wouldn't have if you did a week of meet and greets in one day.
Yeah. I get that. I think that, I'm playing devil's advocate. I would have,
for sure.
And as a person that is a public figure and fields DMs every day and responds to every single person that sends me a message, like Krista will answer her phone every time it rings. That's what happens. You already know that Krista is about to make serious money on OnlyFans. Listen. And it's going to be a game where she's like, listen to my phone ring. This is how I answer it today.
Hello. Hey, what are you wearing?
It's me.
I don't need it.
Oh my God, that's your OnlyFans girl.
That's her tagline, guys.
It's just the phone, the beginning of her videos is the phone ringing. And she goes, hey, baby.
Hello?
I was thinking speak about
it. Zaddy, what are you doing, Zaddy?
The funniest part, though, I'm sorry, I just totally went off, but I had this vision, because if you had videos or pictures, yeah, and if it's like the phone ringing and it says hello, the thing would be you're wearing something different every time the camera pans to you.
Why not?
Sometimes it'd be sexy, but sometimes it'd be funny. Like,
I'm like
sometimes
you're the like I'm wearing sweats.
You never
and like
know.
The once.
Easter bunny.
And like,
bro, oh, you're the Easter bunny.
Hell no. Or like some footies, a onesie with some footies on it. What are you doing? What are you wearing?
I got it.
I'm wearing some lingerie, but I'm in a whole ass bunny onesie.
It's under here, though. It's under here, though.
It's about the imagination, bro. It's under here, though.
I have more dollars and you can see it.
You got to imagine there's people out there that have a sense of humor, though, that would find that stuff funny, because in a market that's so oversaturated by sex, like, yeah, you can still see my cleavage.
Sure.
But there's actually a fetish of people that like other people in costumes.
The Furbies or the Fuzzies. There's conventions.
No. Then, honey, there's a market for you.
No.
Why not?
Oh my God, I just got excited. You know, what's that place where they do the car show here in Chicago?
The McCormick Place.
McCormick Place. They also had a convention, or was that up by O'Hare? I don't remember. One of these convention centers. Yeah, it was Rosemont. Because okay. I was driving around. Was it with you, Aunt?
Yeah, and we saw those people in costumes.
And
we
rolled down the window. We're like, hey guys, what's happening here?
Oh my gosh.
And it was like a Furby. What do they call
like
them?
Like a Comic Con?
It was like a Comic Con, but there's like a thing for it. Like Fuzzies or Furbies. So
it's like not sexual, though.
It is.
No, it is sexual. There's a it's for people that like that stuff.
But that's all right.
I can't venture that far. I go far, but not that far.
But we know fetishes do well. There are people on OnlyFans, specifically OnlyFans. One of my old co-hosts from New York, his new co-host at his radio station, she has an OnlyFans page, and she does her toes.
Yeah.
So she's making a bunch of money showing pictures of her toes. Nobody knows what she looks like. They just know her toes.
I get a lot of feet DMs, guys.
Yeah,
I get a lot
of feet DMs.
You have cute feet.
I know, we're looking at them.
Well, Body by Lori. LORRIE.
Can I ask like an accountability question? Let me ask. So
yes.
With you being on there focused on fitness,
yeah,
let's just say if I'm paying for something, I'm holding myself accountable too. So let's just say I want to reach a certain fitness goal. So I run into you, I communicate with you. Are you still communicating with me throughout like my fitness journey? Like, if I do, I just have to keep on messaging you to hold myself accountable,
right? I mean, so that's where the tipping kind of comes in.
Okay,
so like, because it is like a, you would buy the workout or the workout plan in a one-time payment.
Okay.
With a personal trainer, like you would go to the gym and like you pay them every time you visit. They give you advice when you're there. Mm-hmm. And then when you leave, they kind of text you and stuff, but you've already like given them your money.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
But that's what you're paying for.
It's the same concept, but with mine, it's like you're not paying the $250 an hour for the personal trainer.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like just dropping $5 here and there to give me, to get my attention, to give you the accountability that you'd like.
Nice.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? I've set up with people, like you do a big tip and then I will check in with you.
That's
I'll put
sweet.
You on a specific list and make sure that I do check in with you. Like I've 100% done that.
Okay.
I think that, but like just in a broader sense, if you are messaging somebody that does have a free account and free messaging and you haven't talked to them about having them check in with you, drop the tip so you can get to the top and then talk to them about it. I mean, everybody is a human on there who can negotiate and give you a bundle or a deal for things. So yeah, that would 100% be okay.
Okay. I love that.
But
that's intimate. That makes me feel like I have someone with
whole
me.
Point. Yeah. And it's not as expensive as having an in-person trainer, but you still get the benefit of the like, that's why I do bikini shoots and I'll do lingerie shoots because it's the motivation
and
factor.
Inspiration.
Like,
yeah.
When I started my fitness journey, I was heavier than I wanted to be. And I would go on Instagram and look at all these hot girls and be like, damn, like I can
get it.
And I would follow their workouts and I would follow like, you know, getting the motivation, seeking it through other people. And that's why I started this whole journey of like putting it online in the first place, was to just be like, wait, I can be this person for other people. Aww. And I want to be this person for other people. I know how much that can change someone's life. And So to make it a fraction of the cost that somebody in person would be, and you can do my workouts every day and spend under $20 a week on doing that, that's something that's like really unique and very special to this platform.
That's dope. I love that.
Well, and the thing too that I think that a lot of people have to think about, and this kind of goes back to what I was starting to say, is that you create a community. Because if you think about how big the internet is, if you think about how big the world is, if you think about what platforms are, like even me on the radio every morning, like what, I'm reaching millions of people.
Right.
If I think about that too much, then it's how many people can you connect with? Because there's going to be some people that listen to me and go, that bitch, oh my God, she's crazy. Or, oh, I don't agree with that. But if there was a portion of those people that were like, yes, Nina, I agree with you. Yes, I hear what you're saying. And you start to build a relationship, much like drunk girls in the bathroom.
But like, oh, my favorite, my favorite.
Those days, or the ones that are crying and their stupid boyfriend, you deserve better.
You are bad queen. You are a bad bitch.
Let me hold your hair while you do it.
Yes. And then sometimes you exchange numbers and never call them again and forget why you have crystal bathroom.
Yeah, you wake up with a bunch of Instagram followers. You're like, wow, these are the girls I met in the bathroom.
Or phone numbers of people saying, hey, we have lunch next week. And I'm like,
we do?
Oh, yeah, that's happened. But on a small level, those are these little communities that you start to build. And so now on this platform of OnlyFans, you're doing that too. And you're kind of expanding, you know, age groups and gender and whatever it is that, you know, you're looking for. There's a space for you.
Right.
And especially in a time of COVID. Oh my God, I get so deep. Sorry. But there are people, myself included, that feel really isolated and alone. And so thankfully I do have social, Instagram, my radio show, the podcast, and places where I can react and interact with people on a daily basis. Now, if you make money for it, that's a business. And that's what OnlyFans becomes. But this is where I was starting to go with this, with the paid messaging. I personally would have a hard time accepting money for somebody that wants to say hello. However,
that is why mine are free.
And I would do that too. However, if you're asking for fitness tips, if you're commenting on anything that has to do with your knowledge, your specialty, that makes perfect sense to me. You need something, you pay for that. But just a hi, thank you for being here, there's got to be a level of gratitude, because who are you? Any single person, unless you're some celebrity that jumps on OnlyFans, you're nobody until you're somebody. And those are the people that, make you somebody.
Exactly. Those are the people that make you somebody. But even at that level as a celebrity, it's like, even then you're still just a human, and that's your craft and you're putting it out to the world. And you still, there's still a level of respect that you should have towards your fans. Because like you said, those are the people that are putting you there. So to make it, no, you can't message me unless you have money. It's exactly, I still answer people that just say, hey, I don't expect money from every single person. But on the other end of that, if I do say, hey, how are you, to somebody who did message me for free, they're more inclined to buy my paid messages later.
And then they might want advice for you,
and
from you, or something.
And do that, my workouts, you know.
And that makes perfect sense to me. And there's another point too that I should bring up, because I don't mean to like harp on any of these things financially speaking, because now this is becoming a livelihood for people. Lori quit her job. And you have made this OnlyFans page. Is it a page? You call it a business? Like, how do you refer to it in your own life?
I mean, it's a page, but it's also like my job. You know? Like, it's wild.
I love
it. It's true. Like, it's, I don't even know. Like, that's a great question. I've never thought about what I would call it, but I feel like it's beyond just like a business to me. It's like, I have to perform for these people.
It's
like,
your brand.
It's my brand. And I have to give out a certain quality of content that would make it different than Instagram, because that's the difference. Why would you pay for this if there are girls posting their workouts on Instagram and stuff like that? So there's a huge incentive on that, and it becomes your lifestyle, so to speak. When you're like putting your life on the internet, you have to always be thinking of what I can film, what my different ideas are for content, like things like that. And so it really becomes your life. It doesn't really even just become a page to you. It's like, I have to do
business.
Every day you wake up and you have a different list of things to do for your page. And that's where it becomes just a bigger, I never thought about any other social media platform this way. And that, I mean, obviously has to do with money, but it also has to do with the connection that you make to the people that you know have spent their hard-earned money on you. You feel like a bit of responsibility to give them what they want. And that's coming from someone who has a free account. Imagine if you were somebody who had a, because there, you can have a subscription cost, which is not something we've talked about, but it's something that a lot of people have on their pages, and they have like $20 a month or $17 a month for their page. And for me, I kept it free because I do want to reach as like many people mm-hmm. as possible. And so I do think that the incentive for those people must be even higher. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even imagine,
pressure,
you know,
to do the something
pressure to make sure your good. Content every day is something that's worth spending the monthly allowance. Because on the other end, you do have those people who are working 9 to 5s and money isn't just an object. It means their livelihood too.
That's
and
right.
to give them quality content is important.
Well, you're a content creator. I mean, mm-hmm. you look at different platforms like TikTok and YouTube and even Instagram and Reels now, all mm-hmm. of these different content creators are doing things. But since we're talking about money, I'm going to ask,
yeah.
because we talked about how Bella Thorne, who is a almost well-known, Krista didn't know, but
no clue.
It's cool.
Now I know, though. Thank y'all.
Making $1 million in a day.
Yeah.
So for wild. You, normal person who has taken your knowledge and your craft mm-hmm. and has created a brand and mm-hmm. you're building it and you're new. How long have you been on OnlyFans?
About a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much have you made in a month?
I have... gross earnings, $50,000.
Girl,
okay.
Oh. See, we talked to her a couple days ago, and it wasn't at 50.
Yeah, it was not.
Wait a minute, something changed.
But
go on, Queen.
But that's kind of magical.
Yeah.
Because we're not just talking about the people in Chicago that are following Lori. We're talking about people around the yeah. world that have access to this, mm-hmm. that are connecting with her.
And that's the
it's
difference.
It's special. Mm-hmm. And we started off talking about sex, but we're kind of like pulling back because I think that the part that's so fascinating and intrigues me and makes me think about what I would put on a page is the idea of being able to connect with people on such a huge
level.
It's massive.
And I was speaking to a friend the other day and I was like, she goes, oh, I have to download the app. And I go, it's not an app. Yeah. And that's the
that's
beauty
what
of it.
Said. Yeah,
that's
the app.
You know what I'm
saying. I thought it was
that's
an app.
That's also the beauty of it. Oh, you did say that. I forgot.
Yeah.
But I did speak to someone about this recently. I was like, that's kind of the beauty of it though. Think about all of the people who don't have smartphones that have app capability. If you don't have a Samsung or an iPhone,
doesn't matter,
you don't have majority apps. So this cuts out anybody who doesn't have a smartphone or doesn't mm-hmm. want to. I mean,
sure.
there's people who don't want smartphones, so believe it or not, but there is
computers, laptops,
yes,
tablets.
Exactly. So you cut mm-hmm. out that like middleman of having to have an app to get onto to launch it.
I didn't think about that.
You reach more people that way.
You do. And I think this is so great though, like for new artists. I think like, what if you're a chef? Like what if whatever
only
your
pants.
Special skill is,
only pants.
Oh, you gave that to Shane.
I did. Shout out Shane if he's listening.
We have a friend named Shane.
I want 10% of your earnings when you get on there.
Oh my God.
Because it was my idea.
Shane's meat.
A little
wow.
sexual, but he makes really good
Wait,
meat.
Wait, he should just cook in a Speedo.
Yes, girl.
Well, no, he ain't.
He probably won't get in a Speedo. But
should we have him go body by
just
Lori?
An apron,
and
he doesn't cook.
He's got a beard.
The man can cook. He is attractive.
The beard is a fetish thing.
Oh. Yeah,
he's got
the beard works.
He could do beard grooming tutorials and it make you a bomb ass flank steak with the chimichurri sauce.
Right.
Shane's
But see, I
meat.
Would... Okay, could you imagine if you had... This is so cool though, because you know that there's different Shane's meat would be genius.
Right.
I'm about to pimp him out on OnlyFans.
Right, I'm pimping him out for OnlyFans.
So when he tries to trademark it,
I think it is.
He knows. I got there early.
Oh, I think it is trademarked.
You're
but
like,
not
you
only
have to
pants.
Pay me for that.
Not only, Shane, if you're listening, I want my 10%.
Actually, you better trademark that because somebody's going to take the OnlyFans
idea. Because I told him like a month
all
ago.
Okay, stop giving out genius ideas.
Sorry.
Like, we'll just go to Krista's then. Like, Krista would probably be able to, so she's going to answer her phone sexy. She's going to speak in her southern
or
accent.
I can like do bomb ass sneakers, but instead of OnlyFans, only Vans.
Wow.
Or
only lubes would be me.
Boobs.
It could be
lubes.
Like lube top.
People will get confused.
Only
they'll think
pants.
You're saying lube.
That's probably a good
I
thing.
Love it. I love it.
And
I love it. I could do this all day because I love rhyming
with
things.
And what's Angus? Oh gosh, she got quiet all of a sudden.
She has bomb ass nails.
Look
so
at
she
my
can
lips.
Feature her nails.
See,
only hands.
I'm torn. I'm torn between wanting to do sexual stuff and non-sexual.
I appreciate your transparency.
I mean Angie is ready
honest.
To go ahead and put it out there.
No, you know what?
But
I
will not let her do that
she
because
won't.
Professionally speaking,
she
if she wants a future in broadcasting, you better cross
no.
your legs.
She, no. Her legs are
you
crossed
know what
right
I
now.
I would probably
they are,
do.
She's wearing a short skirt.
Oh, yeah,
I would
is.
Probably
Lady.
Do like tutorials on like social media and all the apps I use and stuff. Because I do get a lot of questions like, what do you use for this?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you. You can,
yeah.
and, but now that you're.
You can
you
pay
know,
me.
You can pay
so
me.
So there
and
are, I
you.
Do know a photographer who does that. They like show how they edit their photos on OnlyFans.
But I think you could also just bring Winston on there and have dogs.
Oh,
I think dogs is a great space
plant.
For it. Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, I remember
she
that.
Has a Venus flytrap.
This is so good.
OnlyFans account. She probably makes bank. Like,
does she feed it hot dogs? And then she's like, watch what happens when you feed the Venus flytrap hot dogs.
That's,
I don't know. I was trying to make a Venus flytrap.
So weird.
Sexual.
I was like, is that a sexual Venus flytrap? Like, did you say like, yes. Yes. Sexy. It's so weird.
I love it.
The Venus flytrap.
I would do one. Because I'm so passionate about music, welcome I would have to figure out how to correlate it around like vinyls and like spinning and blending, but I would call it Only Jams.
I can't stop rhyming.
Oh my God.
With you. She's been quiet for 3 minutes because she's been thinking about another OnlyFans.
I'm done, y'all. Drop the mic.
She just came up with Only Jams. Well, you can't be out because I'm about to confess something to you.
To me?
To all of you.
Okay.
To everybody listening.
Okay.
I've taken the steps to move forward with getting my OnlyFans page.
Cue round of applause. Cue round of applause sound effect.
But when I say steps, I mean, there's a lot of steps. Sure. So as I mentioned in the beginning, I have a friend that works for OnlyFans that has been encouraging me to do this because there needs and should be and will be more people that are doing other things like we've been speaking of and joking about.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And like as me, as a host, a content provider, and a person that has a little something else.
Who also loves the people.
Loves the people. Love got some people. Tricks up my sleeve. But because of the stigma that currently surrounds OnlyFans, I need permission.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm owned by the man and not my man, the man. We're still working on that part. So I had to go through the proper channels. I have an agent. And so we're just, you know, feeling things out and seeing if I can get permission to move forward with it. And if I can, I have a very special trick up my sleeve that I think everybody would be very excited about. So yeah, I'm hyping you right now and I'm getting excited about something that I don't know for sure will happen. But if it does, this was a very vague tease, but the news was I've taken the steps to get my OnlyFans.
And we're all excited.
What's meant to be will be, mama.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll be your first subscribers.
Facts.
Oh my gosh, 100%. You have to. And then Krista and Angie are going to run naked across the back of my first video.
I got to get my Body Promo. By Lori together first.
Exactly.
I got to get snatched.
After we go to Body by Lori. We're going to go to Body by Lori. Yes. You're going to come to me you'll be fine.
Thank you. Oh my God, I love
that. I was just about to say that.
Give me 90 days.
We're going to like start Venmoing Lori. Like, wait, I'm not going through OnlyFans right now. Here's my Venmo. Get on that. And then we'll do it this way.
Literally come to my gym right now. I'm gonna get threatening texts.
Lori, okay. Can I come over?
This is exciting. You. Lori is moving like 5 minutes from me.
Yes.
So
powwows all the time.
That's happening.
Yes. We should have gym sessions. Yes. I'm down for that.
No, I'm struggling the first couple of weeks, but I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, we can record it.
We'll record it for your sound OnlyFans page.
Yeah, and then this goes back to your sound effects. Then Chris would be like,
why do you keep affiliating me with sex sounds, Nina? I'd be chilling, y'all. Listen, I'd be chilling. Sometimes I go to Nina with some of my sexy questions, and she just going straight to the gutter, bro. I'm just your hoe friend. I'm just her hoe friend, y'all.
At least you know where you stand.
You're not my hoe. You're not my hoe friend.
Thank you.
I got this other friend over here sitting ready to put it out on the internet.
She's uncrossed her legs.
I was trying to think who even was her hoe friend, and I'm over here. I'm like, who is your hoe friend?
She's talking about the one that wants to get naked on the internet.
Not fully naked, just a little
she
something.
She recrossed her legs again.
Just every time I look,
everybody's been conditioned.
But hey, you don't have to take off your clothes. That's the whole point.
Oh my gosh, that is the whole point. All right, before we start to wrap this up, what do you think the biggest takeaway is for people that are just learning about OnlyFans? Like, what is the one thing that you think that people should now associate it with?
I think you should now associate it with just better content than you see anywhere else on the internet.
How about like that whole
high quality content?
Yeah.
I haven't seen all the pages, so I can't say that. I would say power. I would say business. I would say being in control of yourself and having an opportunity
to expand. Well, in a creator standpoint, for sure.
Yes.
That, yeah. So as a user,
okay,
it's
yes.
better. Yeah, okay. So as a user, I would say 100% you're going to see a better content from all of your favorite people or anybody that you find on there. It's going to be about 10 times better, let's be honest. And then on the creator platform, It's how you run your own life, you know, like you get to decide what goes on your page. You get to decide who you get to talk to and you get to really create like a future for yourself, and however much work that you put into it is what you get out of it. So that's like a huge thing. If you are a hard worker, you can go really far on this platform and in this business, so to speak, in your own business. I mean, you make some money and you start loving what you do, and that's like way better than a job, in my opinion.
Go on, Lori. I think that was like the most powerful
thing. So
thanks, guys.
Yeah, but also like that's real. Who can't relate to that? You get out of it what you put into it.
Exactly.
And that goes with anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anything in your life, relationships, your job, your workouts, your sleep, anything that you put your mind to, you're going to get.
And the difference between Instagram and that is that like you on Instagram, you're kind of just following like norms and what other socialites put out and like stuff like that.
Hashtags.
And like, you're not really like following your own story or your own journey. And like this really differentiates you from everyone else, in my opinion, because you're really going to take that time to show the stuff that you would never do because your friends don't care on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But these are people that like your niche or your craft and they're going to, you know, take time to appreciate you when you take time to dedicate to the content that you create.
And I think that's got to be so empowering for a creator, a person that's maybe self-conscious or insecure about, I guess that means the same thing, about whatever it is that they do. You get to be uplifted for who you are.
Yeah.
You get to be in a situation and rewarded.
And help other people.
And help other people all at the same time. Because, wow.
OnlyFans was a amazing idea.
Yes.
Don't I know. Kudos to the friend that you know. Kudos to your plug.
Cheers to the
shout out the plug.
Cheers to the friend that we know. But I would just have loved to be a fly on the wall during the conversation of the first time. Then they said, hey, how about we make this website for people to interact with people and make money?
Yeah.
Like what?
This is commonalities.
This is a game changer. I've seen so many different articles and all of that, but it really is one of the biggest pop culture phenomenons that we're experiencing right now. So the best way to fully experience it is to be a part of it if you so wish or desire. Follow Body by Lori.
Burr, 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 burr. Yes.
And eventually me, but we don't know that yet. I'll keep you posted. But in the meantime, I guess we leave you with this. You get out of it what you put into it.
Come in on, anything queen. In life. Mm.
So what are we putting in now?
Everything.
Oh shit. Our legs are uncrossed again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.